When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 8 of our series titled, Dare to Be. Today's devotion is titled, Dare to Obey. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "Obedience is the key that opens every door." Our text for today is Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. "Now the Lord said to Abram, 'Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.'" Genesis chapter 12 records God's call to Abram. God told Abram to leave everything he knew and go to a place he would show him. Abram was not even told the name of the place where he was going. He had to obey God daily on the journey to reach God's destination for his life. The call to follow God always starts with a call to leave. To move forward in discipleship, one has to depart from the familiar. Too many times, people don't reach out and grab all that God has for them in the future because they refuse to leave their past behind them. God calls us onward, but it is difficult to leave the familiar. Abram was not a young man when God called him. Abram was 75 and living in Haran when God made himself known and called him to leave. Even then, when people lived much longer than they do now, 75 was still a long time to settle into your ways. Yet God invited Abram into a new relationship with his Creator God. However, it would require radical obedience on Abram's behalf. To understand the magnitude of this moment for Abram, we must consider two questions. Where did God call Abram from? And what did God call Abram out of? The first question deals with Abram's initial location. Scripture tells us that Abram was a native of Ur, of the Chaldeans. Just one chapter prior, we read in Genesis chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. "Now, these are the generations of Terah. Terah fathered Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran fathered Lot. Haran died in the presence of his father Terah in the land of his kindred, in Ur of the Chaldeans. Thus Abram lost his brother Haran in the land of his kindred, which was called Ur. Ur was a city in the region of Mesopotamia, credited by archaeologists as the first known civilization in the world. It was a major port city and urban center on the Persian Gulf. It was from this seaside location that God called Abram. To obey God, Abram would have to leave his life of 75 years in a big city on the seashore and become a wanderer. He left everything that he was accustomed to and became a roaming nomad in parts of the world he or his family had never traveled." The second question deals with what God called him to leave. What many people don't realize is that the man who would become known as the father of our faith, according to Galatians chapter 3, was raised by an idol-worshipping father. Notice the following scripture from Joshua chapter 24, verses 1 through 3. "Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your fathers lived beyond the Euphrates, Terah, the father of Abraham and of Nahor, and they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and made his offspring many. I gave him Isaac. Since his father Terah worshipped idols, Abram would have grown up around this idolatry. Leaving behind his father's house meant leaving behind everything familiar, including his family's religion. This God, Yahweh, must have seemed very mysterious because he chose to communicate directly with Abram. At the same time, the false idols of Abram's youth were understood to be distant gods who did not personally connect. This difference may have been one of the deciding factors in Abram's choice to follow God's leading. We must have the faith to leave the familiar, to obey God's call. Abram did, and as the father of our faith, he provides an example for all of us regarding obedience. Some questions to consider. Why is it hard to leave your comfort zone? What do you think Abram struggled with following God's call? And finally, what has God called you to leave behind in order to obey Him? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. Thank you.